There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Gosh, they can't tweet. They can't do this. They can't. But you know what? 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we had this. That's all we had. And you weren't necessarily live reporting or live tweeting or anything from a courtroom. And you'd walk out of there with your notepad and you'd report on it. So in a lot of ways, it's like we can manage. Certainly, technology has made it a lot easier for us and a lot more, I would say, accurate in terms of reporting, because it's not just what can I get on this piece of paper as quickly as I can and still keep up with what's going on. Live tweeting certainly provides a more accurate record than just that. But I think it can still be done. I still think this case can be reported on fairly accurately. It's still another veil of secrecy that the public isn't going to get to hear in real time. But I think there's not going to be a lot of business for funny games to be played, because there are going to be a lot of reporters in that courtroom looking for anything that is out of line. Don't you agree?
I agree. I think the biggest problem is when anybody comes out of a courtroom that's a reporter, they have their own skew, their own slant, exactly how they interpreted the words that were spoken. I always use the analogy, I'm homesick or I'm homesick. Are you home, not feeling well, or do you miss home? And these reporters are going to be able to certainly put their own skew on how they perceive a witness comes off, how they perceive goal comes off. And you know, I think I mentioned that it's possible. I haven't seen the ruling for sure yet, but that she might not even allow public viewing of the exhibits. And if that is also gleaned from the record until after this trial is over, I just think it does such a disservice.
It does. But at the same point, we have to remember here, he pretty much has a get a new trial free card in his back pocket, no matter what happens here. if he were to do that, let's say he is convicted here, would it have to be Judge Gull again that would try this, or would it be someone else? Or does Judge Gull have the option if they were to get a new trial here?
Well, a couple of thoughts here. First of all, we don't know who the appellate attorneys will be on this. We're going to have an appellate lodged, but depending on the caliber, I mean, you just never know whether an appeal would be granted, Tony, even in light of everything True. We've seen. We just don't know. So in a sense, I unfortunately don't have the faith you have in the appeal until I see who the appellate attorney is. Number two, if it were appealed and went back, it would go back to Gull, I mean, potentially. But right now, the defense has their hands totally, you know, hamstrung. They, as far as I know, there's no defense out there. There's no alibi defense. There's no third party culprit. So I don't know what they're going to come up with. And now the witnesses, I mean, it's not the prosecution's fault, I will say, that Click apparently lied on other documents. The other thing is, until he's convicted, it can't be used in court, typically. Allegations don't count, only convictions. So from that standpoint, even though in the public opinion, that's bad news, it shouldn't be allowed in court. I can't imagine Judge Gold would allow it because it's not a conviction.
Can they deny him from testifying, Todd Click?
No. Okay. No. Well, the judge can do anything she wants if there's some law she feels. I think the bigger issue is, what is he really going to be able to say? Mm-hmm. If he's not allowed to talk about Odinism in any way, shape, or form, they're not going to be able to talk about Odinism, but will they do it in sort of a veiled way? In other words, was there anything you saw from a religious, not mentioning Odinism, that you found to be interesting or something?
How were the, were the sticks, or was there anything unusual about the way you found the bodies? There's a lot of ways that facts in this case can be introduced, and then people can deduce their decisions based on what ends up being presented. It's just, what is she going to allow? Because she seems to have carte blanche in terms of control over all of this. And it doesn't really seem to match up with how the United States judicial system typically works. It seems like this is pretty much whatever she wants, she's going to do, whether or not it really is truly fair. And that's at the end of the day. Who knows if Richard Allen did this? We just need to present this case. We need to see this case in its entirety to make that judgment. The jury needs to see that to make that judgment and not have a skewed version of it being presented just because one person wants to present the case in a very one-sided manner.
I agree, Tony. And what I always juxtapose with is the Brian Koberger Idaho 4 case, because there you have a defendant that has gotten the luxury of expert witness after expert witness. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are going to be spent on his defense. He was always in a county facility. He had hair gel and beautiful suits to wear. He wasn't, chained up and drug into a courtroom. It's the absolute opposite of Richard Allen. And in reality, it needs to be skewed more to how Brian Koberger is being treated and the defense he is being allotted, at least to some degree. That is over the top, in my opinion, when you have three experts the government is paying for his, just to prove one point as an example. They'll have three experts basically say the same thing that we're paying for. And Richard Allen didn't get defense expert witnesses. Yeah. It's just amazing if you juxtapose those two cases and treatment. And Richard Allen has been treated, I think, how every U.S. citizen should fear being treated as a, presumed innocent person.
And if this is accepted and this is just allowed to go on the way it has, we're going to see more people treated this way. If nobody comes in and stops this from happening, if it's shown that, hey, look, they got away with treating him like shit, despite everybody raising their hands going, what are you doing? They got away with it. They have the power. They're going to get away with it again in other cases. It's shocking that in one part of our country, an accused can be treated one way and another completely the opposite. Obviously, nothing is going to be fair in life, but the judicial system is all about this. It's about trying to be fair and just. And it's not a fair and just system if one person charged with a crime is treated lovely and gets all the resources that they need to defend themselves and the other, not at all. But we're talking about the same judicial system. That is a broken system.
Agreed, Tony.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.